The I word is popping up again. This time we are not talking about investigations or impeachment. We are talking about infrastructure. It's one of the few issues President Trump and Democrats in Congress might be able to agree on. Both sides say they're willing to work together on a plan to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and transit and water systems. But as NPR's David Shaper reports, the proof is in the money.
If we could, sir, we'll have you step down to this side.
Gold-plated shovels are like magnets for politicians.
And in 3, 2, 1, turn.
This recent groundbreaking for a big railroad project on Chicago's South Side had them all there. The mayor, the governor, a U.S. senator, members of the House, state lawmakers, even Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. Now Chao's boss is signaling that there may be a lot more groundbreakings to come. As the president says, a big infrastructure package is something he wants to work on with Democrats.
It really could be a beautiful bipartisan type of situation.
While Trump was combative on a lot of issues in last week's news conference, this wasn't one of them.
We have a lot of things in common on infrastructure.
Look, this guy's a builder. You know, he gets it.
That's Peter DeFazio, the Oregon Democrat and likely incoming chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee.
It sounds like the president is sincere and wants to deliver.
Trump's own $1.5 trillion infrastructure plan with only $200 billion in federal funding over 10 years went nowhere this year with the Republican Congress. DeFazio has offered a $500 billion plan to repair, rebuild, and expand the nation's highways, bridges, and transit systems, funded by a 30-year bonding program paid off by increasing motor fuel taxes. He says he's willing to work with the president on coming up with different funding sources, but
it has to be real. We can't pretend. There has to be real money, real investment, and it needs to be done soon.
And there's the rub.
This is the buzzsaw we tend to run into.
Beth Osborne was a transportation official in the Obama administration and now heads the group Transportation for America. She says while Democrats and the White House are saying the right things on infrastructure, there's no real vision.
They want to build, build, build. And my question is, what do you want to build? And until I know the answer to that question, I don't know how excited I am about what they're building.
The American Society of Civil Engineers gives the nation's infrastructure a D+ and says it would take at least $2 trillion more to bring roads, rails, ports, water, and sewer systems up to par. The group's Brian Palish says historically, Republicans and Democrats have come together to pay for it.
The last time we raised the motor fuels tax way back in 1993, that was done in a bipartisan fashion. When Ronald Reagan raised the gas tax in the 80s, it was done in a bipartisan fashion with a Democratic Congress.
And Palish says a comprehensive plan could actually help bridge the nation's urban-rural divide.
You know, the reality is there are significant infrastructure needs both in urban areas and in rural areas.
Mike Friedberg is a former top Republican House Transportation Committee staffer and now an infrastructure lobbyist. He also thinks that the new Democratic majority could help elevate the infrastructure issue.
This change of power might give the necessary kick to both the administration and Congress to make this the number one priority.
But the gas tax is, after all, a tax, and Democrats may not want to endanger their new House majority by raising it. And some might not want to give Trump a legislative victory to campaign on. Add to that the president's vow to adopt a warlike posture if Democrats investigate his administration, and any promised cooperation on infrastructure might never get on the road. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.